You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Hi everyone, you're very welcome to this channel, NarcCon, with myself and Remy, where we deal with all things in relation to narcissists to help people understand a toxic relationship they may have been through, because this knowledge is actually life-saving. It makes sense of what you've been through and it allows you to move forward without being further abused by a narcissist, particularly if you've gone through a very vicious, cruel discard. So today, this is part two of the podcast mini-series I'm doing about energy and how narcissists use your energy to survive in life, but also to thrive in life. If they're given access to it, you don't know what's going on, and it's not protected in the future going forward, where you understand that you, the currency that you have with the narcissist is your services and your energy, and giving that up to a narcissist in exchange for the illusion of a relationship with one. Now, in the last podcast we did, we looked at the narcissist who was able to suck energy out of people by working in a low energy zone or apparent low energy zone of their own, in presenting as needing help, being an invalid, looking for people to assist them at all times, and being a negative presence, probably more so within a family. But these narcissists of the low energy grade can also exist in long-term relationships where they have their poor spouse convinced that they need help, and the spouse is maybe full of empathy and is going to stick with that person and look after them because they believe they're in a loving relationship. Now, this second podcast is about high energy vampire-like sucking narcissist. So oftentimes I would say that this is more the common denominator or dynamic of a relationship, an intimate relationship you might find yourself in with a narcissist. Not of the long-term nature so much, but more anything from 6 months to 18 months, which is their normal relationship trajectory. Some of them will have patterns of 3 years, 5 years, and then they'll move on to their next energy source. But the typical relationship that you would have, an intimate relationship with a narcissist, is anything from 6 to 18 months before the mask totally slips and they're looking around for your replacement. The high energy narcissist will come into a relationship not necessarily, you know, full of the joys of life and displaying a great life and a high energy for everything and zest for life. They often come in as a victim. They often come in the back door as a kind of, will you help me? I used to have a great life. I have the potential to have a great life. You look like a great person. Together we can fly. And as they engage themselves with you or become engaged with you, they seek to improve your life while improving their life at the same time. So they can often come in and validate you so much as a person. And I don't mean even overemphasize or overpraise you, but that they can subtly validate you as being a great person and thank you for helping them out and talk about building a great life together and how the two of you are more powerful together than you are separately and all this kind of stuff. And you can become very energized in their unadulterated praise or confidence in you and admiration of you. Something, again, which I always say, you may not have received fully from a parent or caregiver in your earlier years. So you may become the best version of yourself, and you may become, in fact, very high energy at a certain point in the relationship. But usually at that point, that's when the narcissist will snap their fingers and bring all the grooming that they've done in the love bomb into place, withdraw a little bit, and get you to kind of chase the validation, which a lot of us empaths love, because it really floats our boat. And I'm going to get into that further in the points that I'm going to come up with now in relation to how the narcissist sets you up to drain you and how they actually drain that energy out of you. So you could actually use this in reflection on your relationship that you've had to see if you were possibly with a narcissist, or to be aware of it going forward. If you find this happening to you, these are red flags in relation to energy sucking vampire narcissists. So they set you up, literally, they build you up so that you have the highest supply of energy possible. You're on top of the pedestal, you're on top of your game, you're really benefiting from the relationship, and you feel that this is the one for you, this person, and you're flying high. That's when they start to suck on that pipe and destroy you, basically, very, very slowly. It's like, I suppose, do you ever come across, if you've been on a long walk and you have a dog, they get these tiny little spider like things that eventually grow into ticks, and eventually they have this big bulbous back on them as they're feeding off the dog's blood supply. So the narcissist is essentially like a little tick that attaches to you. You don't notice it's so tiny, but over time they're going to suck you dry of your energy supply and source and your ability to generate your own happiness and your own energy. So let's get into some of the techniques they use to do that. The first thing they do, we've said already, they allow you to be confident enough to build up your best energy source. So you're on full battery at this stage. Then what they have to try and do is isolate you from any form of support that you would have normally with your friends and family, people you go to if you have a problem, etc., in order for you to make you more reliant and dependent on them. That secures the battery. We're going to call your energy the battery. That secures the narcissist's battery. And the second part of that is, you're then not going to give any of those precious drops of fuel or energy out of your battery to anybody else. So you will find the narcissist disdaining your efforts to help others, either in your close circle or even anyone on the street. If you want to, someone comes up to you looking for help and you give them something extra when you're trying to help them, they'll kind of go, what did you do that for? You know, the person is taking advantage of you. Like, are you stupid or something? The story, they'll disdain you for giving what they consider is rightfully theirs. They've invested in you and you need to pump out that energy that they need to survive and that they need to thrive. So you giving that away to anybody else is a no-no. That's subtle, that's slow, and you eventually will realize that you are having difficulties with relations, friends, etc., as the narcissist works on causing problems within your relationships. So that does two things. It does one, it makes you more dependent on the narcissist. And the second thing is all of your energy and focus is going towards them, which is what they got with us for in the beginning. They will keep you emotionally confused, because if you're emotionally stable and you're emotionally self-directed, you're going to figure out that there's something going on that's not quite right. You're going to start feeling like this is all a one-way street. This is all, you know, this person is sucking me dry. They're sucking my energy. They're sucking my finances. There's nothing here coming to me, and that this is not healthy. This is not a good way to be. So if they keep you emotionally confused, and again, I will reference evil in this. It does say in the Bible, it does say in the other holy books, that confusion and evil, confusion and chaos is the source, one of the sources of Satan's power over people. So you can't see the wood from the trees. You can't make a straight decision, which brings you more under the narcissist's control. And also, your emotional output is higher. Because you're confused, you get stressed and de-stressed. You may erupt. There may be even reactive abuse out of you. Life becomes a drama. You're literally existing in a Netflix series where you're the one that's not doing well. So your emotional confusion helps the narcissist control you so that you can't see what's actually happening. And it also rides high for them when you're emotionally outputting against something they've said, when you're emotionally reacting to that, that really empowers them. And you're literally pumping and pumping out that energy and fuel to them when you do so. Number three is, they validate you for your output. And I touched on this initially in the intro there. People that are empaths or, you know, have great emotional empathy for others, they really do get validated by being able to help others. It is a great human quality, but it is definitely abused by the narcissist. Because it does feel good. It feels good to help someone and to see them thrive and to see them happy as a result of something you've done or given. We have to be very, very careful of this as empaths and look at our motivation for helping a person. Because if we're getting high on the validation for doing it, the narcissist has a big prod into your energy source, because they will manipulate that. And then you will become hooked on their validation because you ain't getting it from anywhere else. Remember, they've isolated you. So we do have to be careful of what we give, where we give, and why we give. Have a good examination of yourself on that. It's a beautiful thing to do, to give. It's a wonderful thing to see someone else thrive because of it. But sometimes, if there's a wound buried deep, and I always will ascertain.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
That there's wounds in every single person. It's just narcissists who can hone in on them much better than anyone else. If you were or have a wound and you, instead of concentrating on that and really loving yourself and giving to yourself, not in a narcissistic way, but some of us will go out and try and help others, because by fixing another person, we feel that in some way helps us feel fixed, if that makes sense or resonates to anyone. So be very careful with your motivations in that behavior to be helping others. It is a great thing to do. It makes us human, but don't let it get abused or be abused in terms of validation or in terms of how that's serving you and I. So narcissists will withdraw validation from you when they're hooking into you for energy, in order for you to have to increase your output to get the same amount of validation. So it's the same as, you know, getting you hooked on a drug. You get the same amount of drug for a certain amount of time, and I believe then you would require more to get an extra high. So it's the same principle with the narcissist. Withdraw validation if that's what they've got you hooked on. You're a great person. You've really helped me. That money you gave me has made such and such a difference, and this and this. Oh, my family are so grateful to you. They really, you know, my mum says you're amazing. She says she doesn't know that I'm never to let you go. She doesn't know what we would do without you being in our lives. Some of that kind of SH with an I and a T. Some of that kind of stuff goes on with narcissists, and certainly leave any examples you have down in the comments. Number four is the narcissist will actually physically exhaust you in serving their needs. So you may find, and again, I've mentioned this before, that it all started off nice and equal in the relationship. And there was this illusion that it was the two of you against the world. The two of you were working together for a great life. And, you know, they may have cooked meals. They did a good bit of the housework. They mended stuff in the house. They did whatever. And slowly that eases off, and slowly you're doing more. And this also plays into the validation, because that's another way they can get you to output, is in the physical sense for the validation. Oh, thanks for doing that. You know, thanks for making that lovely dinner. Oh my God, I was so tired when I got in from work. And I know this happens in normal relationships as well, but the narcissist manipulates these situations. They will also physically exhaust you by saying, not letting you go asleep when they need to talk or they need you to do something, because you being physically exhausted leaves you less able to think straight and buoys them up, because you've served their needs, not only in energy output, but in them not having to do something which increased their energy in a physical sense. So as the relationship goes on, you're getting less like yourself. You're feeling more tired, less energetic, more confused, more bad things are happening to you. Relationships are breaking down, and I'm going to get into the rest of the results towards the end. There's just one or two more techniques the narcissist uses, or a high energy narcissistic vampire uses, to drain you of your energy. They'll keep things unstable. because a narcissist operates best in a situation that's unstable. They're hugely opportunistic. Whatever happens, they will turn it to their advantage in any kind of even a mundane situation. They jump at the opportunity that even a negative situation presents. So supposing, for instance, you've shouted at them and really lost your cool because they've been behaving abominably, and you've asked them not to do something, and here they go and they do it again. What they'll do then is they'll feed off your reaction to them, because they've been important enough to get you really upset, and you believe in the fake mask enough to get really upset. So that's energy for them. That's a suck of energy for them. But also turning that situation into an advantage for them. You would think, well, I've been shouting at them. I've been giving out to them. I've been telling them what I think and who they are. Not only will they have sucked in that energy that you're pouring out, taken your belief in the mask to cement it up into something really, really strong and high energy, they'll also either maybe have their phone on and record you and use that against you as they get away from you to get energy from people at the other end of the relationship and to prove what a nutter you are and how crazy you are, to give them the validation and the freedom to walk away from you as that was the right thing to do, mate. You shouldn't stay with her. She's nuts. I listened to that recording. Ooh, she's way over the top. And you get the picture, guys. So the opportunistic nature of the narcissist loves an unstable situation where you can't think straight and you're emotionally undisciplined, in that you're emotionally reactive because you're so exhausted, because you're so isolated, and it all plays into the same bubble, big bubble of manipulation with lots of little manipulations going on that serve the core of what the narcissist is able to do. So the end result, coming towards the end of the relationship, and tell me if I'm wrong, I personally experienced this, and I know I think the majority of the people I coach have experienced this as well. You are physically exhausted. You stop paying attention to things. You are surviving on a day-to-day emotional roller coaster. You get 2 days where everything is stable. You think, this is great. It's the relationship is working. It's working. Oh, I can finally relax. Now I can get to what I need to do for myself. And lo and behold, as soon as you start advocating for yourself, there's another big eruption from the narcissist, because that's not going to serve their needs. I found, and I have found with other people, that accidents happen, whether set up by the narcissist or just by the fact that you are discombobulated emotionally. You begin to not pay attention and to have accidents happen to you that would not ordinarily have happened. You become exhausted. You are vulnerable to sicknesses like autoimmune diseases, even more serious illnesses like cancer, the stress and the discombobulation of your body. Your body's in an anxious state all the time. It's running on full adrenaline all the time in a fight or flight mode because of the narcissist's setup on pulling the energy out of you and draining you as a life force and source. You start to look crap. You start to look crap. And I'm going to get now to what happens with the narcissist. The end result is that often ends in divorce, often ends in cruel discard. You can end up losing your job because you can't take any more emotionally. The narcissist discards you. You can't cope with it. Your resources are so low. Your energy is so depleted. Your emotional hormone regulation is so down, you are so depressed when the narcissist is leaving you. Your energy is so low. You may have relationships that the narcissist has interfered in and have relationships that have broken down. Now, the narcissist of high energy has been going from a certain level when they met you up and up and up and up, and they've been going from one project to the next, one idea to the next. They've been hip hopping all around the shop and enjoying themselves and enjoying the attention and enjoying your support in their projects, enjoying possibly your financial support, in using the status of your family or their financial support. Basically, a full package or suitcase of usury, energy extraction, to get to this point where they are zizzing. If they were ever confident before they came into the relationship, they feel they can conquer the world after they have extracted character traits, energy, all the other resources that they've extracted from you. But the main thing they've extracted from you is their energy. You have supplied them with battery loads of energy, which they can hold in reserve for quite some time. They will, of course, look for a new supply to keep, you know, top them up on a daily basis, because they want to preserve what you have given them. But leaving the relationship, the narcissist looks better than when they came into the relationship. They seem to be doing better because of all the support and backup you gave them. Things look rosy for them oftentimes when they're discarding you. This again is temporary. It's not something that they find easy to sustain. And if you have been an excellent source of supply for them, they overlook that. Because they feel so good, they feel omnipotent. They feel that this is them. They don't look at the fact that you've supported them, that you've given them this. They can't. Their narcissism won't let them. This is all self-made, and they start looking down on you. So they don't have to feel any kind of guilt or shame or have any conscience about you. You're the failure. They have literally stolen your energy and identity and gone out into the world in a high energy state, because they have the energy of two people in them, or many more people, wherever else they had their pipes stuck in. But their main supply pipe was that tick that attached itself to you. I don't know if ticks fly when they get full up. Please tell me. But the narcissist literally unhooks temporarily, because they will be back for a hoover after you have gone through a painful life, dangerous situation where it takes so much out of you to bring yourself back to the point where you feel like things are worth, you know, putting effort into again. They literally leave you like a very depleted person or battery or plant that hasn't been watered in months, that has the tiniest bit of life left in them and that needs a whole lot of nurturing to bring you back to a state where you're a fully functioning human being again, capable of self-generating, capable of emotionally regulating yourself again. The narcissist has literally switched their inability to self-regulate emotionally to taking away your ability to self-regulate emotionally. Luckily, temporarily. For the narcissist, it is a lifetime affliction that they've chosen. So this is serious stuff, guys. If you have ended the relationship in this depleted state, and you've seen the narcissist, what some people describe as walking off into the sunset, understand what's happened. Don't let that happen again to you. Put one foot forward after the other and nurture yourself back to health. You can do it. It feels like you can't. I promise you, it feels like you can't, but you can. From what you will have learnt in this spiritual eye-opening experience, you will have learnt that you are precious, that what you have is precious, that what you have needs to be protected and nurtured for you to still be you, for you to still help others, for you to still remain a human being. But that you need to treasure that now so that you can actually decide that I am worth a lot. The total opposite of the illusion the narcissist is leaving me with. And this beautiful me, this energy I have, this loveliness needs to be nurtured, and I need to go on and believe in myself and be the person that I felt like I was when I was initially validated by the narcissist, because that's there in you and you can do that for yourself. You don't need the illusion of the computer narcissistic tick, and that's the best way I'm going to describe the energy vampire-like sucking narcissist, sucking your energy that they are not entitled to, stealing your energy. But this is a point where you can turn this around after you get through the battle to regenerate yourself. You can use this experience to your advantage to decide that you fully believe in yourself. You're not just going to saunter on in life and survive, but you can take this pain and you can take this cruelty and you can choose how you want to go forward, who you are, and how you want to proceed. And I would suggest 100% belief in yourself so that no narcissist can get back in again. And those small steps you take to your new life and the new you are going to bring you so many surprises. And I mean good ones this time. So it's up to you what you do with the experience. It shouldn't have happened to you. You didn't deserve it to happen to you. People shouldn't choose narcissism after trauma, but they do. That's the way they choose to live. You didn't choose that. So take the bad experience and turn it right all upside down. Make it work for you. In making it and looking at it as something that's going to benefit you, it doesn't validate the experience and it doesn't say, well, it's good that it happened to you. It just means that you're going to make it into something good from something very, very bad. So, guys, I will leave you with that and just stay well. Work through your recovery, whatever stage you're at. Some people are at the stages where they're getting the benefits of the new self-belief. Because you have to believe in yourself if you're able to survive a narcissistic attack, if you're able to survive a tick draining all the energy out of you. You know, you have to believe in yourself because it takes one hell of a strong person to get through that. It takes one hell of a strong person. So if you're in a bad space today, I would plead with you to believe people that have been through it. And we have been through it. You might think no one's ever felt like this. I promise you, people have been on their knees for days, for weeks, for months, and they have survived it. They've come out and they've made new lives for themselves that they probably would never have had the motivation to push for before, or the forcefulness behind their endeavours that they have from surviving such a holocaust of an experience on a personal and individual level. So from myself and from Remy, I don't know if you'll, yeah. Are we going to say goodbye, Rem? Are we going to go on a walk? I wanted to show you that. I wanted to show you that. He understands everything and that's why he snores when we're talking about narcissists. Isn't that true, Babs? Yeah. Okay, guys, I'll see you again soon. Please take very good care of yourselves. And to all the people that I have spoken to on a one-to-one basis, I'd like to send you a lot of love and a big wave and a big shout out. Thank you for contacting me for coaching, and I appreciate you all. Bye for now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.